It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Next, we'll report on who's allegedly fracking with the water supply. Before you complain to the FCC, that word was fracking, which is a common term in the energy industry. It's shorthand for a process called hydraulic fracturing. And that is what an energy company may do when it injects huge amounts of water and chemicals deep underground. They want to create pressure that helps to force natural gas to the surface. The trouble is that some say fracking affects the underground water supply and harms nearby wells. Now, the question is whether Congress should step in. Here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking as the industry calls it, is all about pressure. Millions of gallons of water and chemicals are pumped underground. The pressure can reach more than 300 times a garden hose. That forces small cracks in the rock that allows gas to escape to the surface. Steve Harris believes that pressure also ruined his water supply. He lives on 14 acres south of Dallas. Shortly after a driller fracked a nearby gas well, he noticed a change in water pressure.
When you'd flush the toilet in the back where the bowl is, water would shoot out the top of the bowl, and it blew some lines off of underneath my sink and in my bathroom under the sink.
When he took a shower, there was a foul odor, and the water left rashes on his grandson's skin. Outside, his horses stopped drinking from their trough. There was an oily film on top. Harris says he asked the drilling company in the state of Texas for help, but nothing's been done so far.
Eventually, you get to the point where you think maybe everybody's working with the gas people and against the little guy, and, you know, to heck with them.
Similar stories are popping up around the country. There's a couple in Ohio whose house blew up when gas from their water well filled their basement. And a woman in Colorado blames her health problems on the chemicals used for fracking. For the most part, people nearby don't even know what chemicals are being injected into the ground. The companies don't have to report that. Despite all this, the industry maintains the practice is totally safe.
We have no evidence that hydraulic fracturing is causing problems.
That's Lee Fuller, a lobbyist with the Independent Petroleum Association of America. Generally, the Environmental Protection Agency regulates anything that could affect underground drinking water supplies. But in 2005, the industry successfully lobbied for an exemption for fracking from the Safe Drinking Water Act. That leaves regulation up to the states, which don't have the kind of resources the EPA does. But Fuller believes the states are doing a good job.
I think people need to have more faith in the regulatory agencies that are watching it very closely and their ability to respond to issues if they arise.
Environmental groups are lobbying Congress to get that exemption overturned. About 35,000 wells are fracked each year, and that number is increasing. Gwen Lackalt with the Oil and Gas Accountability Project says now is a good time to push for more regulation.
We have a different presidential administration. We have new regions of the country that are now experiencing oil and gas development.
The natural gas industry argues that more regulation will push up prices. To be sure, hydraulic fracturing is in part responsible for the low natural gas prices consumers are paying now. Colorado School of Mines professor Jeffrey Thine understands that. Still, he wants the industry to start encouraging more scientific research on fracking.
Let's prove to everybody what we're saying, that there's absolutely no danger, but let's do it in a rigorous way we can defend, not back into it with, well, we haven't seen a proven problem yet, so there's no problem. That's a pretty weak defense.
Meantime, Congresswoman Diana DeGette, a Democrat from Colorado, recently said she's preparing legislation to remove the fracking exemption from the Safe Drinking Water Act and expects to introduce it soon. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.